Hello and welcome back. Now we're going to discuss the transactions that only affect the balance sheet. Since each transaction affecting a business entity must be recorded in the accounting records, analyzing a transaction before actually recording it is an important part of the financial accounting. An error in transaction analysis results in incorrect financial statements. To illustrate the analysis of transactions and their effects on the basic accounting equation, the activities of Metro Courier, Inc. that led to the statements in exhibit in the upcoming slides. The first set of transactions for June, 1A, 2A, and so on, are repeated in the summary of transactions, exhibit 3, part A. The second set of transactions for July, 1B through 6B, are repeated in Exhibit 4, Part A. When Metro Courier was organized as a corporation on June 1, 2010, the company issued shares of capital stock for $30,000 cash to Ron Chaney and his wife and their son. The transaction increased assets of Metro by $30,000 and increased equities, the capital stock element of stockholders' equity, by $30,000. Consequently, the transaction yields the following basic accounting equation. As you can see, they invested $30,000 in cash, so it's affecting your cash, you're receiving $30,000, and then the credit is recorded in the stockholders' equity, which is your investment, okay? And again, you keep your imbalance of your accounting equation, 30,000 assets, and then 30,000 on the stockholders' equity and the liabilities. The company borrowed $6,000 from Chaney's father. Chaney signed the note for the company. The note bore no interest, and the company promised to repay the amount borrowed within 1 year. After including the effects of this transaction, the basic accounting equation is. So you have your $30,000 original, and then you're going to borrow money, so you're adding $6,000 to your cash, and you are creating a new liability, which is a note payable for with a credit balance of $6,000. So you have your debit and you have your credit. And again, you're staying in balance with $36,000 on each side. Metro paid $20,000 cash for 2 used delivery trucks, $1,500 for office equipment. The trucks and office equipment are assets because the company uses them to earn revenues in the future. Note that this transaction does not change the total amount of assets in the basic equation, but only changes the composition of the assets. This transaction decreased cash and increased trucks and office equipment by the total amount of cash decreased. Metro received 2 assets and gave up 1 asset of equal value. Total assets are still $36,000, and now you can see it in the account equation. So as you can see, they still have their cash of $36,000, and then they spent $2,105 with a balance of $14,500, and they increased their assets. They, like you said, took away the asset of cash and increased with trucks and office equipment. And as you can see, you're still remaining in balance, and you've decreased by $21,500 on your cash, but you also increased your assets by $21,500. So you're still remaining in balance on both sides. Metro purchased an additional $1,000 of office equipment on account, agreeing to pay within 10 days after receiving the bill. This transaction increased assets, which was the office equipment, and the liabilities, which was the accounts payable, by $1,000. As stated earlier, accounts payables are amounts owed to suppliers for items purchased on credit. Now you can see the $1,000 increase in the assets and liabilities as follows. 8 days after receiving the bill, Metro paid $1,000 for the office equipment purchased on account. The transaction reduced cash by $1,000 and reduced accounts payable by $1,000. Thus, the assets and liabilities both are reduced by $1,000, and the equation again balances as follows. So as you can see, you paid $1,000 for cash on transaction 5A, and you decreased your liabilities by $1,000 as well. So on both sides, you decreased by $1,000. You decreased your assets and you decreased your liabilities. So this is a summary of all of our transactions. The stockholders invested the $30,000, which is cash and stockholders' equity. Okay. Your second transaction, you borrowed money, which reduced your cash and increased your liability of $6,000. And then you purchased a truck and some office equipment. So you've spent total $21,500 cash, which is a negative asset, but you increased your asset as well by buying the truck and the office equipment for the same amount. Okay. And then you purchased office equipment on account, $14,500. $1,000 of office equipment. So that adds to your assets, and you also added to your liability by accounts payable on credit. Therefore, remaining in balance on your assets and your liabilities. And then your end-of-the-month balances, if you add them together, they all remain in balance at $36,000. Part A is a summary of transactions prepared in accounting equation in the accounting equation form for June. A summary of transactions is a teaching tool used to show the effects of transactions on the accounting equation. Note that the stockholders' equity has remained at $30,000. This amount changes as the business begins to earn revenues or incur expenses. You can see how the totals at the bottom of Part A of Exhibit 3 tie into the balance sheet shown in Part B. The date on the balance sheet is June 30, 2010. These totals become the beginning balances for July 2010. And as you can see, so what you're going to do is from the worksheet, on your balance sheet, on the left-hand side, you have your assets. On the right-hand side, you have your liabilities and your owner's equity, because both sides must balance, okay? So your assets, you just start with whatever account you have. Your cash, what was your balance? $13,500. Trucks, office equipment, and so on, until your total assets total $36,000. And then on the other side of the equation, you have your liabilities, your notes payable of $6,000, which is money you owe, okay, so that's your total liability of $6,000, and then your initial investment of the $30,000 into your stockholders' equity, okay, so again, $36,000. So both sides agree and are in balance.